radio stations of Door County, DailyNews.com. I'm Tim Coles, and we're joined by the Door County Medical Center President and CEO, Brian Stevens. And Brian, before we get to some of the new visitor restrictions, if you will, at the medical center, we're, knock on wood, I would use a sledgehammer if I could, but at least 2 weeks without a positive case, and what does that mean to you, and what does that mean to the Door County Medical Center?
Right. You're right, Tim. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had another person test positive in Door County. We certainly feel good about that from the standpoint of, you know, businesses are reopening, and we're certainly reopening in terms of bringing back elective procedures and bringing patients back in for face-to-face clinic visits. And yet, everybody's doing it in a responsible manner. And I still see a lot of folks out there wearing masks in the grocery stores and those sorts of things. We're a big proponent of that. We really believe that the key is, you know, wash your hands thoroughly, all, you know, as often as you can, wear masks, and continue to social distance, and hopefully we continue to see the progress that we've seen.
And Dr. Jim Heisey's come in the last couple of weeks to discuss some of the different things that you've done to welcome people back on the medical side of things. And what's been the feedback there that you've gotten from people coming in for, you know, elective surgeries or other appointments?
I think for the most part, people are relieved that we're able to do those things again. We have quite a backlog that we need to work through of surgeries and people who had intended to come in for clinic visits, and so we're starting to get through that now. There are still folks who are concerned and folks who would rather, you know, wait a little bit longer. And from our perspective, that's fine too. Everybody's got to do, you know, what's comfortable for them. What I can tell you is, you know, we've certainly made a lot of changes at the facility in terms of requiring masks for everyone who's in the building. We do a little screening at the door when people come in to make sure that folks who are ill, if they're visitors, we ask them, you know, to stay out. If they're patients, you know, obviously that's why they're there. And so we want to treat them and get them the care that they need. But I think, you know, certainly people are relieved and happy that they're able to have the services performed that they need.
And one thing that, you know, people coming in for some of these procedures and services used to be able to have, but then over the last couple of weeks, for obvious reasons, they haven't had as many visitors come and things like that. And can you kind of talk a little bit about how some of those visitor restrictions are being loosened up a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always a balance because we know that, you know, it's not only the patients who need care, but it's their caregivers who need to be a part of that too. And by caregivers, I mean the folks who are at home with them, who are taking care of them at home. So sometimes that's a spouse, sometimes it's somebody helping an elderly parent. And when those folks can't be a part of the visit and part of the experience at the medical center, that makes it harder for them at home to fully care for their loved one. And so it's a balance because right now we still want to be somewhat restrictive. Certainly in our skilled nursing facility, we're still extremely restrictive. That's an area where, you know, we want to make sure that there's no risk of infection getting into that population. But other areas, we're starting to bring back visitors, and we just want to balance it with the space that we have. You know, can we still bring back a certain number of visitors but still have enough space for people to wait in the waiting rooms at a safe distance and those sorts of things? So we're trying to play that balancing act right now. We loosened the visitor restrictions a little bit at the beginning of this week. So far, it's going well. So we'll just continue to monitor it, and we'll just have to adjust as we go.
And there's something, too, you know, being able to have those visitors. Obviously, I know you've done a great job having, you know, iPads and things like that. Still allow people to kind of talk to people digitally. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, there's kind of almost a way where having visitors, having some of these positive interactions can also improve patient outcomes.
Right. That's absolutely right. And, you know, fortunately, even with our most restricted visitor policy, we did have exceptions for patients who are at end of life and those sorts of situations. So we've always allowed those types of visits to occur. But you're right. I mean, unless you're at our facility to give birth, you're often not there on your best day. You know, there's something wrong. There's something you're concerned about. You have anxiety about why you're there. And having a loved one or a friend there with you is often very helpful to reduce that anxiety.
And we're talking to Brian Stevens, the President and CEO of Door County Medical Center, and kind of going once again, what's maybe the best practices that people should keep in mind as we kind of go further into this new normal? even as things kind of loosen up around us?
Yeah, we like to keep it simple. And I said a minute ago, and I'm really quoting our chief medical officer, Dr. Heise, when I say this, it's wash your hands as often as you can. Make sure you're washing your hands thoroughly. That's the best number one thing we can do to prevent the spread of any infection. But COVID-19, absolutely. Wear a mask when you're out in public and just continue to distance. And, you know, we've had conversations with local businesses and all the things that they're doing to spread out the tables in restaurants and to ask people to hand sanitize when they come in and when they leave and those sorts of things. And those are all positive steps. But in terms of individual responsibility, it's hand washing, wear a mask, and keep a safe distance.
And how impressed have you been of restaurants in places like that that have taken those steps?
I'm really impressed by it. I think there's a tendency coming out of this because in the early days of the pandemic, we were looking to the CDC and to the federal and state government to tell us what to do, give us guidelines for what to do. But coming out of this now, what you're seeing is a lot of the businesses are starting to take the lead because they're not getting as much direct instruction from the state regulators or those sorts of things. But I think you can see it as a way for businesses to differentiate themselves too. Some businesses are doing a better job than others, and I believe those businesses should be rewarded with customers. So the businesses, the restaurants in Door County in particular, have been very proactive about finding ways to promote outdoor seating and spreading out their tables and having good carryout options. And, you know, everything's changed in the last couple of months, and some businesses have done a great job leading the way.
Well, hopefully those proactive measures continue because we'd love to see this 14-day streak continue as long as possible.
Definitely.
Well, Brian, thanks for joining us once again, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tim.
Radio stations of DoorCountyDailyNews.com.